Good morning. Welcome to the Wednesday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Today, as we continue in the devotional book, Serving God, Devotions for Active Worship, we're looking at week 7. The book is a collection of 13 weeks of daily devotions, where each week is wrapped around a different aspect of how we ought to be serving. And this week is specifically focused on serving through friendships. And today we're looking at careful friendships. Proverbs says that the righteous are cautious in their friendships, but the wicked rush into destruction. As I thought about that verse and as I wrote this devotion some years ago, I asked a number of questions, as I typically do in most of the devotions I write. The design is to encourage you and to help you spend time with God. I don't have all the answers, but God does. And spending time with Him is key to learning from Him. And he uses individuals. He has used people in my life. And I continually pray that he'll use me in the lives of others as well. But I wonder, have you ever been hurt deeply by someone that you believed was a friend? I'm guessing most of us would be pretty quick to say yes. None of us are perfect. We all do things that we shouldn't do, that we at times wish we wouldn't have done. And it causes pain, not only to ourselves, but often to others. But the flip side of that question is just as important, perhaps even more important, to dealing with this subject of careful friendships. Have you ever hurt someone who claimed you as their friend? Chances are we're a little less eager, a little less quick to admit to that. But likely the answer is the same. Yes. The question comes, does either of those become a pattern in our life? And if so, perhaps we need to spend a little more time with God discovering this concept of careful friendships. It isn't difficult to see how the truth of the Bible that says bad company corrupts good morals. Woven throughout Scripture, that theme of how we influence one another. The theme also talks about how we influence for the good, if we choose to. But when we're not careful in our friendships, it's often that we find ourselves thinking things that we would not have been thinking, talking about things we would not have otherwise talked about, and then doing things that we would not have done. It's fascinating as I watch people and follow different people, friends and family members and others online. And you watch the progression of how we have a tendency to mold ourselves somewhat into the image of those that we associate with most. And if we're not careful in our friendships, it isn't long before we find that we've been transformed not by the power of Christ, not by His righteousness, but by the ways of the world. You see, we value what people say, and most of us at least do. And even more so, we tend to value what our friends say. And if we choose our closest friends based on anything other than their devotion to Christ and our desire to be like that as well, we soon find ourselves facing a myriad of choices that generally lead to compromise. It's in those times that often the phrase, "I know what the Bible says, but," comes into play. I know the Bible says this, but God really wouldn't turn his back on me just because I am doing what my friends are wanting me to do. One of my first encounters in ministry with young people involved a student who was having a struggle, as most students do, as most people do, of sorting out priorities. And the rationale for doing what he wanted to do was kind of the age-old, well, I can be a witness for Christ. And even though I'm neglecting these things that would be more beneficial to me, that would be more beneficial to my spiritual growth, if I set those aside and do what I want to do, I can be a witness for Christ. It sounds good. It sounds reasonable. It sounds right and proper. Yet, most of the time, and particularly within young people who are still maturing, and my response to him was basically, technically you could be, but will you be, or will they be a witness to you? And the thing is that instead of choosing closest friends that can build us up, that can encourage us, that can sharpen us, we tend to choose friends that dull our senses, that lead us astray. Oh, not in huge leaps generally. We wouldn't stand for that. But little by little, we find that our entire value system has changed. So many young people that I know that held fast to God's Word, had excellent teaching of the Bible and application of it even, who would go off to college and their circle of friends changed completely. All of the friends that they had grown up with, that they had spent their life with to that point, were no longer around. And the new friends began little by little to cause them to question what the Bible says. And it isn't long before, well, the Bible no longer has meaning to them. Oh, they've created meaning for it. They still use it and when it's convenient. The common theme is, well, we're so much smarter now. We have a better understanding of the Bible than anyone ever did before. We even understand it better than Jesus did. And so we can change it. And they won't even admit they're changing it. We can interpret it more fully and more correctly, more accurately. And I often wonder, Did God care that little about people over the last 2,000 years that it was okay if they were wrong in their understanding of the Bible? Did he not have the power through his Spirit to, which carried along the writers of the Bible to record his word accurately, to give us a full understanding, as full as is possible? But it's in this context of careful friendships that we serve. And we've been talking about this week about the value of friendship and serving, about listening to those we serve, about caring for those we serve. And so today kind of comes as a warning. Build those friendships, but be careful. Surround yourself with good and godly friends that are solid, that are willing to challenge you and question you when others tend to pull you away. Because it's those good and godly friendships that hold fast to the Word of God that help you to be careful as you grow new friendships, as you serve people and become friends with them. You see, the righteous are cautious in friendships because they know that the influence goes two ways. Today, as you evaluate the friendships that you have, are you all being influenced by God? Is the influence of God in your life influencing the friends around you? Or is the influence of the world in their lives influencing you? It's a good question to ask ourselves often. To spend time in God's Word, to spend time in prayer, to consistently examine. Is my faith an influence? Or is there lack of faith and influence? Which has the greater pull on me? We know God's power is greater than anything. And so it's our desire. Do we desire to do whatever it takes to be careful and to guard that faith that was planted within us so that it grows and it prospers? Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that indeed loves us greatly. Your desire is that we would grow and that we would grow more and more into the image of Christ every day that we live. Father, as we consider the friendships in our life today compared to the friendships we had 10 years ago, compared to the friendships we'll have 10 years from now, may you give us wisdom in accurately determining how those friendships influence us and how we influence them. Father, help us to be careful in what we allow into our life. Not in a way of excluding people, not in a way of rejecting people, but in a way of guarding our mind and our heart in Christ. And so, Father, as we build friendships, as we serve people, may we be careful in those friendships. May we choose not to compromise the integrity of your word. May we find ways for our friendships to flourish while maintaining that integrity, while maintaining the purity of our faith, of our belief in you, of our practice of that belief. Father, when the friendships that we value the most begin to pull us in ways that are contrary to your word in ways that we initially know are not good and right, may we hold fast to your righteousness. Father, there's so much peer pressure, and as we pray for the children in our homes, our schools, our churches and communities, it's often the easy place to talk about and to see how peer pressure affects people. But we know that it doesn't stop when we age out of adolescence. But it continues. And Father, for our children, I pray that we would be mindful of guiding them and helping them to know the value of careful friendships. That they would know their own faith, that their own trust and belief in you. That they would spend the time necessary to recognize the strength or lack of strength that they have in resisting the temptations of their friends. And Father, that they would be very careful in those that they associate with most closely. That even in the desire to represent you, that they would not sell out in a way that compromises the very faith that they want to represent. Father, as we live life, it's my prayer that we would be influenced by the presence of your Spirit in us so that we would be able to influence others in a way that leads to righteousness and good deeds. Father, as we live life and we live life in this world filled with temptations, with things that appeal to the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the desire for more. May our guidance in what we pursue or what we don't pursue come from you, from your Spirit that dwells within us. Father, we've seen vividly over this last year the great power of mob psychology, of gathering with people that you may not agree with much about what they're doing until you're in the middle of it, and then so many find themselves just simply swept along through a lack of careful friendships, through a desire to not make waves, to just kind of fit in. And Father, I pray specifically for our young people who want so badly to be loved and cared for and valued. That it's so easy to make decisions about friendships that are not careful, that lead to destruction. While it's true of young people, it's really true of all of us at one degree or another. So God, today help us to evaluate our friendships, to guard those which build us up, to become those friends which build up others, that encourage others in their faith, that feed the faith, that draw others to a growing faith that's put into practice, that's unwavering in its commitment. And Father, may that unwavering faith, that unwavering commitment to do what is right, help us to build friendships that we're very careful about. And may we use those friendships in a way that brings honor and glory to Jesus. and may the carefulness of our friendships allow Jesus to be glorified in us and through us and around us. Father, as we lift him up, may many be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Wednesday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that you are greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.